This episode of Ladies and Gentlemen is brought to you by Anchor.
It's free!
It's free!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Ladies and Gentlemen. I am Austin North, also known as Austin.m.North on Instagram. And here with me today is my great mate,
Travis Reed, also known as Travis underscore W underscore Reed.
Who would love a fun fact?
I would. Is it as good as last time with the, what was the last time? With the bees or whatever?
No. What was it, the bees?
No, I remember there was one fun fact with
bees. I don't know, as soon as I say the fun fact, it's just out of my mind!
I've forgotten it already!
Maybe I won't forget
on
this
one. On to the next one.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So McDonald's.
Okay.
McDonald's is doing so many things. Right now, what's coming out is a gold VIP card.
Oh, yes! Oh, God.
Which, honestly, it's probably going to be the new abs, which I was thinking about. Because, you know, when you got abs, you know, you post about them on Instagram.
Right.
But now you're just going to be posting about McDonald's getting all the bitches.
Oh, man.
But McDonald's, they haven't always been the greatest.
Fair.
I mean, they're not necessarily the greatest, but it depends on who you are. Okay. But they once made a bubblegum-flavored broccoli.
Wait, what? Wait, so it's not bubblegum?
First of all, McDonald's doesn't have bubblegum flavored anything.
No.
But in an attempt to, you know, get kids to be healthier, they were like, okay, what's the pinnacle of health?
Broccoli.
Okay, how can we make broccoli taste good? Bubblegum!
No. What?
It's pretty much like when you're at the dentist and you get bubblegum instead of mist and you want to kill yourself.
You're suffering.
Yeah. So, according to the child testers, because it got tested by many, they were, and I quote, confused by the taste.
Really? You don't say.
Pourquoi?
Wait, why does broccoli taste like bubblegum?
Probably like ass.
Probably. It's probably not even good bubblegum.
No, yeah. Because bubblegum, it's not distinctive enough as a flavor.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were to flavor broccoli, I don't know why you
just
would.
Just steam the broccoli and it's all good.
Steam the broccoli. Well, no, but you gotta make it appeal to kids. Kids don't want steamed broccoli. They're fucked.
I guess
eat
not.
Some steamed broccoli. But I feel like you should go with something like, I don't know, anything else? Cotton candy?
Like, flavor cotton candy? Like, so we're still saying you have to use the broccoli.
Oh, yeah, gotta use the broccoli.
So you gotta use the broccoli.
Pinnacle
but
of
what flavor?
What flavor would actually work? Because it's gotta be a powerful enough flavor to, you know.
What if you give it a fruity flavor?
Yeah, you give it a fruity flavor.
Give it a fruity flavor.
Like pineapple.
Kids like fruit.
Like pineapple.
That'd be confusing. That's like,
so funny.
You'd be like, where did all this juice come from? You bite into it, it's just fucking
broccoli. Well, no, I think what you could do is, so, like, when you, like, steam the broccoli,
right.
If you just put a shit ton of pineapple in there, infuse the broccoli
with
pineapple.
Oh, okay, so it's all natural.
Yeah.
Pineapple is a pretty, like, powerful.
It's pretty strong,
strong stuff.
Or
orange.
Orange, yeah, citrus. Make
orange,
it all citrusy.
Citrusy.
Would that be good?
That could be good. I don't know.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
Do it, McDonald's.
Shut up. McDonald's, get on it. Bring it back. Bring back the bubblegum broccoli.
Yeah, we'll taste it.
We'll taste it.
We'll hate it.
Definitely.
Be confused. So this week on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about Pixar's new beloved film.
Pixar's and Disney's.
Yeah, I mean,
Pixar made it.
This one was,
Disney distributed it.
Oh, Pixar did make this one?
Yep.
I thought they made Soul, and then...
No, this is also a Pixar
movie. This is all two Pixar movies in, like, a couple months?
Yeah, they're working back to back.
Oh, I thought this one was, like, a Disney movie.
No, this is Pixar.
Mm. I mean, I guess it doesn't... Because it's all the same now, right?
Yeah, I guess it's all the same. So I think they just use Pixar for everything now.
Okay, makes sense. They're
or
good.
At least their main movies, I think.
Yeah.
And then, like, more like the side project.
Deep, just, like, emotional, animated movies.
Yeah, very emotional. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Onward. So,
yes.
Before that, we're going to be talking about the news.
A lot of news. A lot
so
of random stuff.
News. Yeah. So, we're just going to start off with some coronavirus stuff.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, get that out of the way. You know, we're not going to be spending too much time on it. In my opinion, if you want to get some good info, Cheer out Philip DeFranco. I've been listening to him a lot. You can listen to Philip DeFranco. He just has, he uploads all of the audios on, like a Spotify. Everywhere you get podcasts, you could, it's just like 15, 20 minutes. And I, when I'm at work,
I should do that. Yeah,
it's so great because I stopped watching Philip DeFranco.
Yeah,
but now it's,
I just
great.
Didn't have time to watch the videos. And then,
exactly. Yeah. Also, Game Theory, they simplified the coronavirus in the best way possible. If you have not watched it, it's quite fantastic. It's basically, they take video game characters, and they ask the question, who would survive against an unknown disease?
Right.
And they just made it really simple to understand. And,
nice.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people have been talking about it, and they tell you how to handle it and stuff, so you can literally, you can probably find it anywhere. Just search it up.
Yeah.
How, what best things to do.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And listen to people who know what they're talking about.
Sure. Yeah.
But here we'll be talking about what movies were delayed.
Yeah, we will.
Because that's what's important to us.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh my god. So, I have a list.
Please, yeah.
Okay, I'll go through the list. Give me your thoughts.
Sure.
So first, we've already talked about this one, Fast Furious 9.
Yep.
The ninth installment of the Fast Furious franchise was supposed to drop May 22nd. Yep. Will now be delayed till April 2nd, 2021.
Yeah.
So, unfortunate for people who are fans of that series.
Yeah.
But it didn't really affect us. I don't know if you were going to do an episode.
Well, it's because Fast and Furious, it's so popular in Japan that, well,
it'd be kind of really dumb.
It'd be terrible, yeah.
To release it now.
Yeah.
Make, like, no money.
Exactly. And same with, we talked about it before, No Time to Die.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yeah, that's on the list eventually.
Japan.
Yeah.
Sorry, please continue.
I will. A Quiet Place 2, this was just announced.
Yeah.
John Krasinski posted on Instagram and posted everywhere. That they'll be now removing it from the upcoming slate, but no new release date has been dropped. So we don't know when it'll be coming out, but...
Yeah, then that was supposed to be later this month on the
27th. Yeah, on the 27th. So
literally 2 weeks from now.
It's very close, and they're pulling it out now, which is kind of unfortunate.
Brutal,
but,
yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mulan. So, yeah, the live-action Mulan was scheduled to go on March 27th.
Ah! They're March 27th?
Yeah, Mulan was March. So that means Quiet Place was next week.
Oh my god!
They pulled up that close to release.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Mulan was on the 27th.
God damn it.
And then as well, along with New Mutants, guess who gets pushed back the third or fourth time?
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, New Mutants got fucked again.
That's funny.
And I saw a lot of memes going around. I was like, stop! He's dead already, and they're just beating New Mutants. Oh man, which was scheduled to come out April 3rd, and also Searchlight's Horror Antlers. I don't know what that's about,
no
but
idea.
It was scheduled to come out April 17th.
Sure.
17th. And they have just been pushed back. No release, like no knowing when they're coming out yet.
Sure.
But
yeah,
probably after this coronavirus thing is kind of blown over. I guess. Disney's Black Widow is still on May 1st. So, it's still planned to stay on schedule.
Fuck yeah, okay.
But, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Because if it gets worse, I think they may pull it.
Yeah, if it gets worse, definitely, for
and,
sure.
And, like, people aren't, like, more and more people from other countries aren't able to go, then, it'll definitely be pulled. Obviously, like you were talking about earlier, No Time to Die.
Yeah.
They pushed back from April 2nd to November 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So they already have their reschedule, which makes sense, November 25th.
Because they were one of the first.
They were one of the first to reschedule, which is smart. As long as you're one of the first, you get whatever date you want new.
All the other people are like,
fuck, where do we put our movies?
December? Fuck!
Yeah! Everything's gonna
on
be
on Christmas!
Oh, God. Like, 20 movies coming out.
Yeah.
Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, I think it's still on schedule, actually. Or no, reschedule this release to August 7th.
Okay.
So I guess, I think it was gonna come out, like, next month.
Sure.
In April, probably.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Easter.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've rescheduled to August. And then there's some other television ones, but, like, Riverdale and Grey's Anatomy.
No!
I know. So unfortunate.
Fucking bunch of dickheads.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but that was already on kind of stop.
Fucking sucks.
That's same with Loki and WandaVision have also been put on hold just because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think they're still filming.
I think they might have just, like, recently stopped, or they're just trying to figure things out. I think that's what everyone's kind of doing. They're like,
Loki was for sure still filming.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's no surprise.
Yeah,
like,
I think WandaVision was probably still filming.
Yeah.
And they're probably just,
yeah.
Taking a stop for right now.
Yeah. I like the memes going around about the coronavirus.
Oh, God.
My favorite one so far is, a time traveler goes back in time,
mm-hmm.
and he talks to a student, and he asks the student what he or she is studying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he or she responds, death-defying diseases throughout human history. And the time traveler goes, yeah, 2020 was a bitch.
Oh, no.
Fucking got him!
I was thinking to myself a little bit ago, actually, about the coronavirus. I was like, you know, in future movies, they'll be like, go back in time to 2020. They'll be like, wait, what month is it?
Yeah.
They'll be like, I think it's like late March. And they're like, don't touch anyone. Just hide. Yeah. Hide the kids.
Yeah.
Run away. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, so don't go drinking any Coronas.
Yeah, they have lost so much money.
Fucking got them. Yeah,
Have gotten hit the worst probably out of this.
Yeah, no, just, terrible. Oh,
so sad.
Yeah, in 1 week, the Junos canceled.
Yep.
Junos all music shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Disneyland closed.
Closed.
Premier League postponed.
Mm-hmm.
NBA postponed.
Oh,
schools closed.
Closed.
Classes online.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer gone. Toilet paper non-existent.
Oh,
stock market crashing.
Yeah.
Everything canceled. And probably worst of all, Dairy Queen's free cone day has been postponed.
No. You know what else has been postponed? 420.
Everything.
Everything. Literally anything and everything. I'm pretty sure all the upcoming... Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Literally anything. Like, in Canada, like, church is closed. You can't have anything involving 250 more people.
Yep.
So
we're already on low-key lockdown. Like, this is, like, major lockdown, but this is, like...
But work? See you tomorrow! See you
tomorrow! Son of a bitch. I gotta work tomorrow. I'm son of a bitch.
However, I got an email from like Coke headquarters just saying like if you're feeling sick and stuff, because like with my job I I don't want to be like I already have it, but chances are I already have it because like when it comes to the coronavirus, at least from the info that I have gotten, okay, so something like measles was terrible. That had a 60 feet radius.
Right.
So, you know, you're breathing and stuff around 60 feet of whoever has it. You're fucked, sort of deal. This only has a 6-foot radius, which is significantly better. But honestly, when you compare it to, like, other diseases, it's, like, fucking lowballing.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, I'm in such close quarters to so many, like, people, and I'm in Abbotsford or Langley.
Right.
And right now, you know, Vancouver's got a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
Who are infected, and...
It's pretty rough.
But...
Big oof.
It's only affecting old people.
That's true.
Like, for the most part?
You just have to be more... You just have to be more self-aware. Like, when you're going to, like, old relatives or something like that.
Yeah.
Then it's okay, maybe I'll wait a little bit.
Yeah.
And just wait till this thing blows over.
Yeah. Okay, and like, that is a scary thing, because hypothetically, if you and I, we both had it, and, you know, we're not showing any symptoms, and we're perfectly fine because we are two teenage, fit... people, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, we might not... We'll have it and we'll be perfectly fine. However, if we go and, you know, hang out with a bunch of old people and we're like, we're being good people because we're volunteering.
Yeah.
Yeah!
And they're like, oh!
And then they all die and we're like...
Oh, my God.
Silly old people.
Silly old people. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, so...
But, no, yeah.
That part is quite unfortunate.
You have to... Yeah, you do gotta be kind of careful with that. Right now, it's like, oh, should I see him? You know what? Maybe I'll wait.
Maybe I'll
you
wait.
You can wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. Just to be on the safe side, especially if you think you might have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely do.
Yeah. Well, and
also get tested, because I'm pretty sure you can do it for free.
Yeah.
Like, it's not much.
No, yeah. Because, I mean, and there are very little symptoms until it gets bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you have any signs of a flu.
Yeah.
Like, because that's, you know,
just
the
go
closest.
In. It's always good. Just safe. Be safe.
Yeah.
Get a checkup. Catch it early.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to really, like, deal with the major thing of it, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. So... Hooray!
Apparently Saskatchewan, I think it was Saskatchewan,
okay.
Found, like, is, like, very close to a cure for it.
Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah, or, fair like, enough. They're, like, very hard at work for a cure.
Yeah.
So
also, just a stock market extraordinaire over here. I'd recommend buying now, because the stock market...
Because everything's low.
Yeah, it stopped for, like, 17 minutes or something, which is the first time since 1987, which is nuts.
That is pretty
to
nice.
Say, yeah. And everything's crashing. something that, like, sounded similar to Corona, like, it's dropped down 48%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my parents and I, we've been just kind of watching the news, and it's, yeah, it's pretty intense. Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, just specifically the stock market is fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah, I've heard pretty intense things.
Yeah,
so. That's very extreme.
It's good. But yeah, I highly recommend, if you're watching this podcast, just go, and you haven't seen Game Theory, just watch Game Theory's video.
Mm.
It's so fucking good. And
sounds good.
Dumbs it down real easy.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Also, sad news. Oh. Quilty probably won't be able to come down then.
Motherfucker!
Because of the coronavirus.
Ah! Quilty!
So, yeah.
Oh, the game!
Oh, the god! Ah! God damn it!
Sometime I'll forget about it.
One time,
one
maybe.
Time, yeah.
But, yes. So, oh, also sad
fucking
news.
Dick.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you, Quilty.
fuck you, coronavirus.
Swim!
Swim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long as I steal that one. Oh, that sucks.
That's
yeah.
True. Yeah, big rip there.
But you know what it is good?
Mm.
It is Dairy Queen's 80th anniversary.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Woo! So buy one, get one free
is over. Fuck.
Sorry, it only lasted about a week.
What the fuck? They should just be celebrating the whole year.
Yeah.
It's their 80th.
Bunch of dickheads.
Bunch of dickheads.
Yeah. But Timmy's Roll Up the Rim is still happening.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to be like, it's canceled.
It is also. I was
I saw a meme
that.
That was like that, where it's like, Canadians, when everything else gets canceled, they're sleeping.
Yeah.
Canadians, when Roll Up the Rim gets canceled. It's like.
No, and the reason why it is not canceled, they debated it.
Mm.
However, they were already on top of it.
Oh.
Because rather
everything's sterilized.
No, that would kind of work. I
mean, I hope.
But, okay, and I've never really thought about it, but the whole Roll Up the Rim thing is fucking disgusting.
Because mm-hmm.
you're literally, like you have your cup, you're mm-hmm. sipping from this cup,
yep.
and then you, like, gnaw the fucking wrapper up, rip it off.
And give it to someone else.
You're not cleaning it!
Nope.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Yeah, and then you just hand it over, and you're like, here you go, and they're like, I'm happy to have it.
Thanks. Oh my God. Here,
you
let
want
me.
It. Here, have a donut. And it's great.
Use the same hand.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like, I found that on the ground.
Oh no.
It's fucking gross. Anyways, it's all on the Timmy's app now.
Oh.
So basically what you do, so you order your drink or whatever, you scan your Timmy's app, and then it's like a randomizer thing. It's like,
oh shit.
You know, like,
what did you win?
What did you win? Probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Maybe a donut. Maybe a car.
Maybe a car.
Yeah.
But probably nothing.
Probably not. But one thing that
that's actually really smart.
Yeah, I think it's quite cool.
Yeah.
But kind of a bunch of dickheads. It's only going on for 4 weeks, which is a long time. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's awesome.
Doesn't it usually go longer though?
Oh yeah. So this year it's going from March 11th to April 2nd. March 11th to April 7th, so it just started, which
Is
awesome.
Nice.
However, last year, it went on for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like more than double.
I remember, like, this is, like, a big part of, like,
yeah,
during
like the
year. It's, like, a quarter of the year to get you through it.
2.5 months, yeah.
Like, at least.
February 6th to April 17th.
Wow.
Like, fucking nuts. So, fuck you, Timmy's. However, good job for, first
being
of all,
smart, though.
That's better for, like, the environments.
Yeah.
And, way more, healthy, like, in general.
Yeah.
And, good for combating the coronavirus while still promoting your company and letting us get some free fucking donuts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Love free fucking donuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's up?
So in other nudes.
In other nudes.
Ha ha ha. You know, this is our special segment, the nude section. Whose nudes
yeah.
were released
we're
this week?
We're just gonna look at them and then that's it.
That's it.
We're not gonna
segment's
discuss.
Actually already over.
Yeah.
We already looked at them. no, sorry, Nintendo.
Ah.
Nintendo news. Apparently something is being built. #Lego Super Mario.
Oh.
And I think this is either like
Lego
like
Land?
A game.
Oh, game.
I think
oh!
like a Lego Super Mario game.
That would be fun.
Which I feel like could maybe slightly be like Paper Mario.
That would quite, yeah, because it's like 3D movements
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just a general platformer.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking
maybe.
Awesome.
They literally showed just like.
I'm already excited!
They showed just the title. That was all they showed.
Okay.
But that's, I was like, wow, that actually sounds pretty cool.
Oh yeah, dope.
And yeah, pretty much assuming it's a game. It looked very much like a game.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they already have Lego Mario, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's, sets and stuff.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make sense if it was like, oh, a new set. Why would they be so, like, such a big reveal?
Yeah, I mean, like, cool. But, nothing new.
Nothing new. Yeah. So hopefully cool game.
Yeah.
Maybe like Paper Mario. New Paper Mario.
Fuck, dude.
But then off after that, remastered Paper Mario.
Yeah. Paper Mario 1000 Year Door. Mmm. Fucking
remastered.
100.
300 doors.
Oh, yeah. 300. We built it. We got a new door.
301. It's like 102 Dalmatians after us.
Yeah.
So, one more.
I'll take it.
Oh, sweet.
Paper Mario. This time it's cardboard.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Yeah. Oh, and it's like the Nintendo new cardboard things. You have to make Mario out of cardboard.
Yeah, fuck. What's that called?
I've
seen it.
Yeah,
actually.
I can't remember. At like Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the big sets. Apparently, yeah. It's pretty cool. Apparently like for a little bit, but then you put them away and never use them again. So.
Yeah, because it's a hassle.
Yeah, and then you have these giant cardboard things everywhere.
Yeah.
And like that's just. That's just unfortunate.
Fuck that, yeah. So, speaking of movies that got canceled,
oh,
we got the
yay.
Second trailer for, what is it? Black Widow!
Black Widow!
Oh, my brain just blew up. I was like yes? The second trailer for Scarlett Johansson, that doesn't sound right.
No, that does sound right.
Yeah, it does, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, now yes.
So in theaters, May 1st.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So less than 2 months away. Like, basically, I think we're in agreement.
Yeah.
If this shit gets worse and, like, more people start dying, then...
Or like, just major panic starts, like, actually setting in.
Yeah. Stuff. Then, yeah. Probably not gonna
probably
happen.
Probably not gonna happen.
However,
because they lose a lot of money.
Lots of money.
Because no one will go in the theater.
Well, we will.
But yeah. No one else will be going to... Yeah. Hey, that's how we'll get big.
We'll bring it back.
We'll describe you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll just talk about it. We'll just do this while we're at the theater. Excuse me, sir. You can't bring
a laptop,
here.
A mic, and a charger?
I have the coronavirus. Ooh. Oh, no!
No, let him in! He's crazy! Let him through. He could kill any one of us. I am the lethal weapon.
Yeah. Got him good.
Got him good.
Anyways, yeah, we got some more Taskmaster. Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Doing
cool flips.
Yeah, it was cool, like, because he had Black Panther's claws, which I thought was pretty sick. And
all
he did...
after Civil War, so he's seen all them in action.
Yeah, no, for sure. And also, he did, it was very attractive. He did the Spider-Man chest kickoff
chest kick. Kickoff,
which is, like, the backflip.
Everyone...
Fucking smooth.
Okay, on Twitter, they were like, wow, that's such bad CGI. And then someone commented, like, that's not CGI. That's just real.
No, yeah. And like, what do you mean bad CGI? Like, fucking phenomenal.
It's like, if anything, they're using wires, but that's not CGI.
No, yeah.
Like, it was pretty funny.
Fucking,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. That's what everyone told that guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, I liked the... Did you watch the trailer?
I watched some of the trailer, yes.
Oh, did you watch the end?
What was at the
it
end?
Was funny. They were all sitting at the table, and then they looked at Natasha Romanoff, and they were like, "Don't slouch." Just like, I'm not slouching. It was like, sit up straight. Listen to your mother.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Gonna round your shoulders.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, in somewhat also Corona news, but a little bit better. Around the Corona
news.
This
is great.
Disney is releasing Frozen 2 to Disney Plus March
15th. Yeah! On Sunday! That's today! Wow!
It's out today. 3 months early.
Yeah.
Because of the virus.
Yeah, they were like,
oh, give you something to watch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Just watch.
Just stay indoors.
Yeah.
Don't go outside.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I went to the gym yesterday, and, I got an email, like, I go to the gym at the Y, and I got an email, and I was like, oh, shit, is it closed?
Yeah.
Which is fine, I can work out at home, but I like the experience, whatever. We don't need to get into it!
Yeah.
But, when it comes to the, cardio machines, you can't have two people in a row, so they just have, like, a big, you cannot use this machine, so.
That's pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty good,
pretty good.
And, like, with the email, it was like, we're not having any classes, sort of thing.
Yeah,
swimming pools are closed.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Obvious.
So, it's just...
They're being smart, but, like, still, like, the little things are open and stuff. So, like, the people that, like, really would like to go can still go. And then people that would be like, oh, I have a break. It's like, well, I don't need to go.
Yeah, no, it's true, yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, worse than the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Good old Vinny Vin ruined another movie.
Damn.
Like, yeah. He ruined it, like, putting diesel in, your car.
In my car, specifically, yes. Ah, thank you.
Because it's Vin Diesel. It's Vin Diesel. Ah. Oh, my God. Bloodshot has 31% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
So, one could say that you and I really dodged a bullet on that one.
Doesn't he take bullets?
Because it's called fuck off, yeah. He doesn't even know how to dodge.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, that's so it. We weren't really sad about seeing it. And, I am sad that the coronavirus is kind of probably going to really hurt sales.
Oh, terribly.
From, like, what it would have gotten.
Do you think it would have gotten a lot?
I think it would have had at least something. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, the Fast and Furious fans, like, just like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And, like, just fans of Vin Diesel and be like, oh, it's just a fun, wacky action movie.
Yeah.
So, and it seems very much like that through the trailers. I don't think it's, like, too serious as it goes on.
No. It seems like it would have been, you know, like his family was murdered.
I know. I feel like it starts off super serious, but from what I see from the trailers, then he's like starts like kind of making jokes and stuff. I'm like,
that is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit more lighthearted.
And you have that other enhanced human like with the forearms.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, I feel like it's kind of like one of those fun, don't think about movies.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Not gonna see
it. I don't think it's gonna make its money.
Oh,
back.
Probably not. Yeah. Just yeah. So sad.
We're sorry.
Rise of Skywalker and the Star Wars Skywalker Sega collection will now be available on digital ahead of plan.
Oh, cool.
Or ahead of schedule.
Right. Okay.
It'll be out 2 days, March 17th.
Fair enough.
So this Tuesday.
It's funny.
Now you can binge watch all of Star Wars.
Yeah, everyone.
While you're in the virus thing.
It's so interesting, yeah, because everyone's just like, fuck, like, we gotta, you know, kind of, like, worry about our money. People are staying indoors. Oh, okay, so we gotta push back our movies. Oh, people are staying indoors.
But now,
fucking
streaming!
Yeah, watch Star Wars, watch Frozen 2!
Yeah, now they're, like, releasing everything early just to get that sweet, where they're missing the money in the big movies they can make up in the older movies.
No, exactly, yeah. I'm gonna be rewatching A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood tomorrow night.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because it's on digital.
Yeah, I rewatched that the other little bit ago with Seth and Ivy.
Fuck yeah.
Holy crap.
So
still
good.
Great. Still so good.
Yeah, because I only saw the ones with you in theaters.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. So good. So I still need to see Rocketman again. Maybe this will be my time to.
I've seen it 3 times.
God damn it. I need to get a level.
It's so good.
I know it is. Yeah. That makes me sad.
Yeah, you should be. You should be sad.
I watched Isle of Dogs.
Do you get it, guys? You should be sad. I'm quoting a popular song on the radio.
You should be sad. Wow.
Go Halsey.
Good job.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
I've been a fan of her before she was on the radio, so everyone know that. I listened to her in middle school.
Wow.
Yep, fuck all you guys.
Well, so what? I didn't say anything. You know what? Okay, whatever.
Fuck you, Travis. Heck. So are we saying you watch Isle of Dogs?
Yeah, I did.
Is that the one with,
It's the claymation one, like, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I was thinking the wrong one.
But it's with Bryan Cranston and, the old guy who played, Edward Norton. Played the Hulk, and, a few other, big guys. Scarlett Johansson's in it, as well.
Well, of course she is, because she's in
everything. She's in fucking everything. I watch, and there she is.
Yeah.
But, it's really good, and I would suggest watching it. Very, very different from, like, any other movie you've seen.
Yeah.
And that's why it's interesting, and just cool.
Well, I'm an intellectual. I don't call it coronavirus.
Sorry.
I call it COVID-19.
COVID-19, so, yes.
Superior race over here.
Oh, God.
New video game store documentary. I thought it was interesting. It's called Not For Resale. Basically just kind of goes through the timeline of video games and just kind of goes into depth with gamers, sellers of games, creators of games, and just kind of about going from arcades where it's very... you know, you have everyone there and you're all hanging out and you're like, oh yeah, sup. Like, it's like a hangout spot.
Right, yeah.
Sort of deal. And then you got...
It's where the gang goes to
eat. Yeah, like, you want to go hit up the arcade.
Yeah, you want to go to the arcade.
Yeah, we don't play, we hang.
You just get the text and it's like, hey, meet up spot.
Got coins?
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Come with full trench coat full of coins.
Fuck, dude, I'm ready. Yeah, and like magazines, with video games, and then switch it up to online purchases. So, if you're interested in that kind of thing, check it out!
Cool, what's that on?
Or no idea.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of refers. I'll find out. It refers to like video game stores, like more like museums now, because like keeping like the cartridges, all the old stuff,
right? Yeah, keeping
pristine.
Yeah.
You know, like a
stuff bookstore. In prime condition.
Yeah. You got like one dude. He had a huge ass vault. I was like, fuck, it's fucking cool.
That's cool.
Like, it was actually like genuinely awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What a flex.
Yeah.
What do you have? Oh, a vault.
I got a vault. Yeah. Also, the launch trailer for Doom Eternal came out. Fuck. Like, I don't play video games.
Doom.
But that looks fun.
Doom's so good. I've been thinking about getting the Xbox. Cool thing wants me to get the Xbox Pass I can get the Halo series, but it also comes with Doom, and I think Doom Eternal will be coming out on it too. So I think I'm going to get it just so I can play fucking Doom and Doom Eternal.
It won Best PC Game and Best Shooter, which is fucking gnarly. So March 20th, that's this Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, it looks rad.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out. Peoples.
So, Universal has halted some film production, sadly, also due to the COVID-19.
Shucks.
Jurassic World Domination.
Right.
So, of course.
Not dominating no more.
No, they're nope, they're gone.
Yep.
Flintstrong and an untitled Billy Eichner film. So, unfortunate for those two films.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. That must hurt so bad.
Oh, 100%.
You're planning all of these things like
we're going to come out like years this, this, in this. Advance. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, just for like a major
everything's going to get hurt.
Disease or whatever to come out and just ruin your fucking plans.
Fuck yeah, cuz I mean, you can't film because chances are the actors that you want need to fly.
Yeah.
And you want to get different scenes here and there.
Yep.
And yeah, that's not fucking working. You can't get out of locations. You can't get into locations.
Yep.
Sort of deal.
And there's so many cast and crew, and you don't know who's touched who and who's enjoyed it with who.
Yeah.
So many possibilities.
Well, yeah, and you don't realize, like, how much, like, how easily you can get it.
Oh.
Until, like, you start, like, 100%. Thinking about it. Like, when it comes to, like, I touch my face way more than
me
I should.
Me too, yeah, 100%.
And I didn't, like, realize it, and it's not like...
Until this kind of thing's popped up.
Yeah,
like,
and then I'm like,
huh.
I'm, like, consciously, like, stopping myself, and I'm like, oh, man, like, I fucking probably have it.
Fair.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, and yeah, with just those, like, especially for, like, crew sets and stuff, and, like, movie sets, there's just so many people constantly having to interact with each other and do things, and everyone's touching everyone.
Yeah, and like, especially like sports. I forget what team it was. It was a it was a basketball team, and every single player had it. Because, are you kidding me? You are in the closest proximity. You're breathing on each other. You're all touching the same ball.
Same ball, constantly.
You're getting sweaty, and you're wiping off the sweat off your forehead.
Yeah,
and you're like
shaking hands.
You're grinding into your opponents.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds weird, but
but it is true.
You're in super close proximities, like, for practices and, like...
Yeah, no, it's fucked. Crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, that's why I skateboard alone.
You know, fair enough, Austin. Yeah, I respect that.
Fuck you guys. Got them good.
Another sad thing due to the COVID-19, sorry.
Yes.
As us intellectuals say.
Thank you.
About the movie that we're actually about to talk about, Onward has been suffering due to the sales and will be probably one of the biggest disappointments to Pixar for, like, box office wise.
Yeah.
The John Carter and Lone Ranger levels, apparently, for Disney. So,
John, I don't even know those
exactly.
Are. Wow. Okay, yeah.
Which is unfortunate because it's really good.
Yeah, no, it is. It's rather fantastic.
Yeah.
And also, another movie that will probably be pushed back coming out in June later this year. Maybe. Jamie Foxx's and Tina Fey's beautiful Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Soul,
yes.
So we got a new trailer for that, which we saw in theaters.
Great.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited for it.
Bloody fantastic. Also, one thing that I already find kind of odd is... spoilers for Soul. This was in the trailer, but spoilers.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, he died, right?
Yeah.
The main character, he died.
He's kind of played for comedic value, huh?
Oh my god, yeah.
He's just like, woo!
He falls down a well and just like, and he's like talking to like an old lady, like in like, I guess like the spirit dimension.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
In between going to the light, whatever that may be, whatever your religious beliefs are. whatever.
He's dead, he's a soul.
He's dead, and he's like, what happened? Like, I just got the gig for, playing the piano and stuff. Yeah,
playing at a nightclub.
And then he's, like, freaking out, like, and everyone else in the line are just like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's so accepting, and he's the only one freaking out, and he's the only one that's, like, escaped?
Maybe.
Come on!
I don't know, maybe, like, all of them have already had their freak out, and then they calm down, and they're like, oh, another one.
I guess,
but, like, I don't know.
All of the horrible, like, tragic deaths, and, like, what about, like, babies that, like, were, like, one-year-olds?
How would they react?
This is a terrible, I mean, terrible, like, I feel...
Maybe they'll talk about it in the movie.
No, they won't!
Let's do it.
Pixar...
Do it. Think no about, balls.
Yeah, think of all those one-year-olds that died. What are they doing? They're just...
Oh, they just don't know where to go.
They just don't know where to go.
Oh, man.
God.
Oh, God. This movie's... I feel like this movie's gonna be sad.
Oh, it's gonna be
like,
so
it's gonna
sad.
Be... Like, yeah, Onward was.
Yeah.
Like, great, but just has those sad undertones that you're just... Like,
I don't think it's gonna touch too deeply on, like, oh, look at all the... Like, how did you die? Oh, well, I died in my sleep. Very late
in my
life.
Yeah, I don't think it'll...
And then you're gonna have, like, other people that are like, oh, I died from starvation. It's like...
Yeah. Like, no, I don't think they'll go
they're
into
not
how
gonna
they
touch
died.
On that, yeah.
But they'll go into, more just, like, people's souls and aspirations. And
yeah.
Apparently. Or at least it seems to where it's going.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want to be remembered for?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Which is kind of cool.
I want to be remembered for this day.
For this day. Yeah.
I'm
a lot of news, or do you sell?
Oh, I got so much more news. And by so much more, I mean one bit.
God damn it.
So a YouTuber known as The Canadian Lad, he is known for watching MCU movies in 0.25 times regular speed,
right?
So quite slow.
Yeah.
And so
it's pretty slow.
Quite slow. Yes. So he just tries to get, you know, super cool details and whatnot. I talked about him before when he watched Endgame and Infinity War.
Yes.
Look back at those previous podcasts wherever they are.
Wherever they are. Lost to the Abyss.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
So this time he watched Doctor Strange.
Ooh.
Not too much, but I found some things quite interesting.
Mm.
Stephen Strange's watch that he is wearing in the car before he becomes Doctor Strange.
Mm.
So he's all cool and whatnot.
Mm.
The time is set to the same time that the dude in Groundhog's Day is.
Oh, really?
So in Groundhog's Day, oh, what happens? Oh, it's a time loop.
It's a time loop.
Doctor Strange.
Strange.
Oh, it's a time loop. So that's cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's a little tidbit, yeah.
Nice.
Also,
yes.
okay. This is one that I found was more interesting. So Doctor Strange, you know, he's a doctor. He reads and studies like a shit ton.
Right.
He's got to be. You know, how do you learn anything? You know, hard work and determination.
Mm-hmm.
All that fun jazz. And
photographic memory.
And that too.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah. Anyways, so and people are sometimes wonder, like, how did he become? He go from Doctor Strange in this movie, you know, he only knew a couple of spells, sort of thing, to the Sorcerer Supreme in Infinity War, like, knew every spell and knew, like, how to use it, when, like, he's a beast in that movie.
Yeah.
So, like, how the fuck did he, like, transition so well?
How did he do it?
Well, he was in a time loop for, like, a freaking thousands of years.
That's true.
I don't know how long it was.
But,
like, I know it was years. And so every single time, Dormammu was just killing him, and every single time, Strange was just practicing spells that he had learned throughout the movie, and that's how he
became better and better.
Yeah. I mean, he died every time, but
true,
I mean...
True, but, like, each revival is,
he
like...
got the practice.
You still remember everything,
yeah.
Too.
So, I thought that was quite cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, the book that Stan Lee is reading on the bus when he made his little cameo is all about psychedelic drugs.
What? Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
The last thing, when Doctor Strange is talking about the spell books in, you know, your spell books, whatever.
Yeah, cool spell books.
He mentions the fact that the warnings come after they show you the instructions, and in the movie... at the end of the credits, they say they have a warning about distracted driving, which is kind of
winning. That's pretty good.
After it happens, so
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting the fact that they actually had a warning about like distracted driving.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
However, it is kind of like, But if you do that, then he became a sorcerer, so...
Yeah.
And you get magical powers. But still, you probably shouldn't get into a car accident, because you're probably not going to get magical powers.
And your insurance is going
to
go up.
Your insurance. And, yeah, chances are you don't have the money to pay for all those surgeries.
No, so, you do not.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Unless you have that many watches.
Of course. Then sell all your watches.
Then you're fine.
Each watch is a new hat. That's the currency.
Yeah, gotta be good. All right, well, that's all my news.
Sweet. Well, you know what?
Onward? Oh. I don't know.
Onward to onward? I mean, onward. We are onwarding to onward, I guess.
Quite.
But first, time for an ad?
Quite. Ad over?
Ad over.
Ah,
very nice.
Good stuff. So, it's onward. Our amazing segment, Big Oof or Total Chuff.
Yes.
Where we discuss a movie.
Yes, discuss this movie.
Onward.
New Pixar film!
Yeah, it's great.
It is great. It is pretty great.
This animated, fantastic Disney flick,
mm-hmm.
With an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, stars two teenage elf brothers, Ian Lightfoot, voiced by our very own swoopin' Spooderman,
mm-hmm.
Tom Holland
himself,
and Barley Lightfoot, voiced by our space-tastical sharpshooter, Star-Lord Chris Pratt.
Hell yeah.
To which the brothers go on a magical journey to discover if there still is a little magic left out in the world, in order to spend one last day with their father, who died when they were too young to remember him.
Big rip.
Sniff.
Sniff? Is that in the introduction?
That is also in the introduction, good. That's in the Google
typity type. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Barley's the only one that has, like, three memories.
Yeah.
Eventually four, but well, four. At the beginning we only have three.
Yeah. Sad.
Three memories. Sad memory.
Yeah.
Three memories, and yeah, Tom Holland does not remember his dad.
He was too young.
Yeah, he died before he was born.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have troubles remembering people if they're not there when you're out.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Unfortunate. Fuck, this movie hits a lot of beats.
Yeah, I was very surprised at how many times I got, like, kind of like water in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, holding back, like, be like, oh my god.
I could have cried.
I probably could have cried. Yeah. At least, like, 3 to 4 separate times. And, like, it started off pretty early. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, oh, later into the film, I can wait. But, like,
whatever. Yeah,
almost,
yeah.
Like, 1/4 to, like, almost halfway through, it's like, nope.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, because, yeah, like, if it, it works for so many different people, which I think why this movie will be such a good movie.
Yeah.
If people actually see it. Like, yeah, if you have lost your dad, you know, it's gonna hit your heart. If you have older siblings,
it's gonna hit you.
If you have a badass mom, it's gonna hit you. If you have weird magical powers,
maybe it'll hit you.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Probably.
Yeah. If you have a weird relationship with your stepfather,
it's gonna hit you. Maybe more in a funny way.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Maybe relatable, who knows?
Yeah, well, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, so we're gonna do spoilers and non-spoilers.
Yes.
I would say we recommend this movie.
I would 100% recommend this movie. Quite. I think it's a really great, for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Go see it, and I think it teaches a kind of nice lesson.
Yeah.
At the end, for anyone to know.
Yeah, so. It's very... Great.
Yeah, as Pixar usually does.
Yeah.
As Pixar usually does.
Like, yeah, but when it comes to Pixar's themes and just, like, storytelling, they always do.
They usually, knock it out of the park pretty well. So, non-spoilers.
Non-spoilers. Everyone's great.
Oh, yeah, there was no character that I was like, oh, I don't like how they're portrayed, or I don't like what they're about. No, I think everything, I was just like, oh, I love it.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Everything's so, like, original and just creative.
Yeah.
And just how they built this world.
Yeah, and also, like, there's never any point where, like, this has been happening more often. Like, let's take Sonic, for instance.
Right.
Where it's like, you want to have fun with that movie, but then at some points it just makes, like, a really bad joke, and it's like...
Right.
It's rather cringy.
Yeah.
Like, when Sonic flosses, for instance.
100%. Oh, you know what was really sad? That originally, in that scene,
right.
It was supposed to be his original, like, when he finishes the level and he does his dance, it was supposed to be that.
Oh!
But then they took it out and replaced it with flossing, so it's so much more sad.
Fucking dicks!
Right?
He could have done, like, the, you know, when he runs in place.
Yeah.
He's like, you're too slow.
Yeah, he could have done, like,
He never said it.
He never said it. Missed opportunities.
Fucking dicks.
Fuck that movie.
No. God damn it. We want the Snyder cut.
We want the Snyder. True. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, there's no jokes in which, like, we didn't laugh at.
No,
much.
Yeah, that aren't, like, either, like, could be dated or just, like, are cringeworthy. All of them are pretty, like, great jokes.
Oh, yeah, like, on point, I'd say. Yeah,
yeah, no, 100%. Or on word. Ha, ha,
ha. Got him good. Especially, like, this is not a spoiler. I mean, I guess it's a funny joke. But when... Okay, so basically the dynamic is... Ian is the younger brother. He's going to high school. Mm-hmm. And his older brother, Barley, he's having a gap year.
Yeah.
So right after high school, and so he's not working, and, like, yeah, his mom, like, closes the door after, like, yelling at him to clean up his toys or whatever. It's not a funny joke just saying it, but, like, we laughed so hard. She,
oh, 100%.
She just said, yeah.
Just the delivery and everything was
great. Yeah, I was like, this is the longest gap year ever.
Yeah, I feel like it was also just because it was so relatable for
us. Yeah, because...
We just know so much.
It was you, me, and Selena.
All
and
people who took a gap year. It was just a funny situation as a great joke.
Yeah. I mean, the main difference is, we all work like full time,
but it is pretty funny.
So fucking good on that one.
So I really love Chris Pratt, like, specifically in the beginning of this film we get very strong personality types. Pratt is very, like, he's not afraid of anything, he's a go-getter, he loves, like, everything. Like, there's nothing that he's like, oh, like, his vans, maybe he's not the best well-made machine, but he loves it because it's his and it lets him get around and stuff.
Well, and he made it.
Yeah, and he made it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
And he plays lots of things like Dungeons & Dragons, basically.
Yeah, which also interested me because, like, with Dungeons & Dragons, don't you have to have, like, three other people?
Like, yeah.
For it to be fun?
I think so. Maybe not. Maybe he has friends over sometimes. Or
but then I'm like, is he playing Magic the Gathering?
I don't know, some of them were cards.
It's like
stuff,
a mix,
so
yeah.
It's probably a mix of the two. Yeah, probably whatever. Like a love letter to both.
Yeah. Oh, also, one thing that I noticed, when Barley was just, like, sitting down, it was an emotional scene, the whole time, I felt bad. I was just, like, looking at, like, because he wears a jean jacket, it has a bunch of patches on it, and, like, one of them, it says, like, Dragon Quest, and the other one just says Hades.
Hades? Fuck yeah.
There was, like, a bunch of them, and I was trying to read them.
Yeah,
it was just, like, little spoofs on, you know, what we have or whatever.
That's pretty cool.
Little bands, I'd assume.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then obviously Tom Holland is the very scrawny, kind of nervous kid, doesn't have a lot of friends or doesn't have the confidence to make them quite yet.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And also probably has due to the fact that he doesn't have a father figure because he never met his dad.
Yeah.
So also sad if we get to know about that quite early on.
Yeah, no, true.
And the mom's great.
Yeah, the mom's great. Oh my god. Can we just spoilers?
Yeah, we should probably just go into this one.
Yeah.
We recommend this film. 100%. Yeah. Go see it.
Also, you don't even notice the time whatsoever.
Oh, no, 100%.
I'm so happy that movies right now they've realized that movies don't have to be 100 years long.
Nope.
You can just make a great movie. It is an hour and 41 minutes.
Yeah, that's great.
It's fantastic.
I didn't notice, like, how long. Like, I wasn't ever... I never looked at the time and was like, oh, man, when is this movie over?
Yeah.
Something
which,
like that.
As people who go to the movies a lot,
it happens.
Oh, it happens quite a bit.
Frequently.
Yeah. So, like, I genuinely...
To be so invested.
Yeah. Like for me, that's high praise.
Yeah,
like, that is a sign of a good movie, is if you do not notice the time.
Yeah.
And, like...
And, like, you're wanting more. You're left being like, yeah, that was fantastic.
That's awesome, yeah.
I'm, like, very glad for all the time I spent here.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
And I think also, like, what we were talking about earlier, like, all the jokes hitting and stuff, I think that also added to it of being, like, I never was, like, let down by a joke. Or I was like, that was a wasted minute of my time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It was everything, every part I was like, yes, that's great.
Yeah, why didn't they cut that part out?
Yeah, and stuff like that. Not so, true. I think that definitely added to the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Okay, yeah. So when when Ian Lightfoot, we're kind of learning more about, like, his personality and his past and,
right,
like,
yeah,
his inner demons and his insecurities. When he's talking, or sorry, he listens to the recording of his dad.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's just his dad. He's testing out the recorder. you know, whatever. Oh, like, the wife's in the background. You'll never get it to work. And the dad's like, I think I got it down.
Yeah.
And he, like, says a couple things randomly. And then we listen to it again, but Ian is replying
to it to what the dad is saying. That was pretty, I was like, oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. That was intense.
Yeah, right away, this movie where he's like, gut punched
him. Yeah. And I mean,
oh, my God.
Well, we both have our fathers.
Yes, sort of. Luckily.
Yeah, luckily, yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, I feel like, especially if you are in that scenario, like,
yeah,
fucking brutal.
100%.
Yeah.
I think Pixar is usually, like, good for that as well. Like, yeah. Like, I remember, like, the beginning of Finding Nemo, his kids and his wife wiped out.
Super dead.
Like, and it's like, oh my God, that was so fast. Like, they're very good for hitting you, like, very emotionally, but still keeping you connected and not being like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking break down, fully emotionally crying.
Yeah, like, show, don't tell.
Yeah.
Also, that opening scene when he's getting breakfast, and he's trying to get breakfast. And he, like, pours the cereal, you know, spill all over the floor. He tries to get toast.
Yeah.
It falls
on the floor.
The dog eats it, makes some more toast. His brother eats it, whatever.
He's like, I just want, you know what, I'll just go and get something on the way.
Yeah, I was, like, I related to that so much, because, like, especially, I think I felt it the most in middle school, because that's when everyone was at home. I'm the youngest of 6 kids.
Everyone's taking anyone's food. It's
oh my God. All for yourself. It's everyone brutal. For one bathroom.
Free for all.
Oh, brutal. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I related to that so much. I'm just like,
that makes sense.
Like, you want your own space. It's like, no, I'm fine. Just fuck off.
I want to make my breakfast.
Like, you don't. I don't need anything right now. Just let me be my own person. Let me drink my tea.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
What else happened in this movie?
I think this movie genuinely had one of the best action sequences I've ever seen.
It was pretty good.
Well, he's just, like, the way he used the spells at the end, like, fighting the dragon, I was, like,
consistently, oh, it was so good.
It was so good.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
Just because he's just slowly been learning throughout the whole movie. Yeah. We've been through everything, and then just, oh.
And he was, like, running on, you know, he learns how to, make, the invisible bridge.
Invisible bridge, right.
Yeah, and then he, like, he's fighting the dragon, he's like, yeah, and he's, like, running on the air. I was like, this is some anime
shit.
So,
yeah, no, 100%. It's some good shit.
Yeah,
no. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a pretty dope fight scene. I was like, oh, shit, it's so well animated, just everything looks so nice.
Well, also, like, yeah, when he learned the spell, like, I was, like, I was, like, in my seat when, you know, yeah, he first, you have to believe that the bridge is there.
You have to trust in yourself.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you don't believe the invisible bridge is there,
it's not there.
Then it's not there, and you're going to fall to your death. And then, like, when he's, you know, walking across, like, I was, like, sweating. Like, fuck!
Get across!
No, he's not going to die.
No, yeah, but it's still stressful. It's for, like, stressful. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, the rope comes off. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't notice the rope off.
Get it, yeah.
Oh, man. But it's a pretty sick power. They're very, like creative powers too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not very specific, and there's always, like, specific rules behind that. I like kind of that for the magic system. Is like, there's no, like, you can't just use every spell like normally.
I mean,
like, you have to have magic yourself.
Oh, that's
and then on top of that, you have to, like, follow its rules of every certain spell.
Yeah, yeah, which is cool.
Well, it may not be, like, difficult rules. There are still, like, there's still some, like, obligations you have to do.
Yeah, it's very, you're, like, very Harry Potter in that sense, where, like, you have to have the magic.
Yeah, it's not like you can't just pick it up and be like, I can do anything now.
Yeah, which, I mean, we very clearly saw.
Yeah.
Sort of deal. Yeah, and, like, one thing that, like, kind of troubled me with the end, I was like, this is so badass, and it's so cool, but people resort, you know, the whole premise of the movie is, everything used to be magical, right?
Yeah.
Because magic is awesome. Oh, the wizards, they're helping me, and it's the best, sort of deal.
Yeah.
And then technology came around, and it was like, oh, well, technology is so much easier. Look, I don't need to...
I can be lazy now.
Yeah, I don't need to conjure a spell to make a light where I can just flip the light switch.
The switch.
So,
it's so easy!
That's quite funny. I like that a lot. But then it's like, okay, I get it. Like, magic is hard. Shit's hard. If, like, when it comes to any professional thing, it wouldn't be impressive if it didn't take a shit ton of time and effort.
Right.
However, like, with this, it's like, in 24 hours, Ian was able to slay dragons.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Like, he's able to make invisible bridges.
To be fair, he had a great teacher, though.
Oh, I did have a great teacher. He had a great teacher. But, I mean, come
on. Yeah, that is it's pretty like, well, then how hard could it be?
He was able to make a Cheeto giant?
I guess maybe they perfected it as it went on. And, like, early on, it was very hard, and then technology came around, and they got hooked on it. I saw it more as a kind of, like, obviously a reflection of today's society.
Oh, 100%,
everyone's
yeah.
just run over by technology. Yeah. We don't do, like, normal things anymore. Everything's like, oh, just I'll just drive there. I'll just do whatever.
Right,
bus
yeah.
there and
why,
stuff like that.
Why would I walk?
Why would I walk when I can...
Why would I walk 2 blocks to the gym when I can drive?
Drive 2 blocks to the gym. Exactly. So it's just, yeah, kind of a reflection on today's society. No one goes on quests anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed that. I thought that was just a nice aspect.
Yeah, and we had the overall story arc, you know, reflecting that. We also had 2 specific characters
that
reflected that well. One being the Minotaur?
Yeah, the dad.
Is that what it's called? A Minotaur?
A Centaur.
Centaur.
Centaur. I think it's a Centaur.
Yeah, Centaur. I think a Minotaur.
Minotaur's the one with the horns and
I think that one's
more of like a goat.
Yeah, it's the ones that are like...
Or like a...
Like a classic demon monster.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically.
Anyways, yes, Centaur. How it's like, I don't want to say it again. The horseman.
Yeah.
We're able to run like 40 miles an hour. And it's like, no.
No. I have a car.
Why would I do that?
Why would I do that?
And then at the end, fuck, dude. I thought of my
dad.
Oh
my god. Oh my god. That was the funniest shit. He just fucking
takes off his hat,
luscious hair, and he's free. He's running.
It was so funny.
That was fantastic.
Don't forget your keys.
I don't need them. I don't need keys.
It was awesome. For those who don't know my dad, which is probably
everyone.
He has
very luscious locks.
He is very luscious
locks. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's going to be 56 this year. He has
the lusciousest
perfectly
locks.
Brown, long hair.
He's
killing it. I will never go bald.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, how's your mom's father, though?
Oh, bald.
Because most of the genes are technically supposed to be from there or
apparently,
from your dad. So. You got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, fuck.
So do I.
Yeah.
My dad's bald. My grandpa, full head hair. So it's 50-50.
There we go. All right. We'll see who wins this race.
I really love that part at the end of the film.
Well, also with the pixies.
Oh, yes. How they're like, they like learned they could remember they could fly.
Yeah, okay.
The motorcycles, that was fucking...
I found that like quite funny because it's very similar to like people who like, don't believe that they can, like, do a lot of things,
right,
I guess,
yeah.
where it's like, oh, like, I could never become a great piano player, like,
right,
I just can't do it, and it's like, well, if you put the time and effort into it, then...
they're like, they actually start doing it, and they're like, oh!
Yeah, oh. And it's like, oh, like, are you calling me lazy? And it's like, no, I'm just saying, like,
if you
put the time
and effort into it, you're calling us lazy.
Yeah,
it's your ancestors' fault. My ancestors? You bringing my ancestors into this?
That was cool.
I'm kick ass.
I like that.
No, that was
lot,
pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I think that was a lot of the jokes.
Yeah,
so good.
Hit pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, especially also the chemistry between Tom Holland and Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Well, and they've worked together. Obviously.
Oh yeah, they've worked together before, and they work flawlessly in this as brothers. It's very believable.
Yeah.
And I really just love the whole like kind of like subtle thing of just like Chris Pratt, his character kind of like being seen as a failure by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, everyone thinks he's taking a gap year and he's not doing anything productive or anything like
that.
At least that's how everyone sees it.
He doesn't have a job, you know, he's just friggin'
Playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And everyone seems to see him as like a disappointment or a failure.
Yeah.
And then his brother does as well.
Yeah.
And then he realizes that. That was like, oh my god.
That was fucking brutal.
That was intense. Right? Right when that, like, you can't lie, and then he starts saying that, and then his leg starts to...
Yeah, I'm just going to say this real quick, because there's probably people who are listening that did not see the movie. You fools.
True.
So basically, when it comes to the spells, they have specific rules that you have to follow. Most of them are, like, you have to believe that it's there.
Yeah.
Or that
like
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, with the bridge, if you don't believe the bridge is there... then it's not going to be there. And so they do a disguise spell where you can disguise yourself as anyone, but you cannot lie.
Yeah.
And when you start to lie, the spell falls apart. And then so Ian, he disguises himself as a police officer.
Yeah. As his stepdad.
As his stepdad, who is a police officer. And
Julia didn't take off the hat with the luscious hair then.
Oh my god, yeah. And so he gets questioned by fellow police officers and is like, oh, like, yeah, like that Barley, you know, he's a real handful, like what a disappointment that one. And then Ian, disguised as him, he's like, what are you talking about?
I don't think so. And then the leg starts disappearing, and then the spell starts fading.
Which indicates to Barley
Like, wow. Yeah, that was an intense scene in Ride Back, and tension was high. Tension was high. And then obviously we have the whole, I don't think we've even really talked about it, but the whole aspect of this film of them trying to find a gem.
Oh, the Phoenix Stone.
So the Phoenix Stone to bring the other half of their dad back, because they have a spell.
Right.
I completely forgot about that, like, main factor of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so they, it's Barley's birthday, or no, sorry, it's Ian's birthday.
Ian's 16th
birthday, and now there's a present from their, his late dad.
Yeah.
To give to both of the boys, after they were older than 16,
yep.
And he gives it to him, and he's able to come back for a day, and it's like, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
And they do the spell, and eventually it works. Bring back only half of the dad because of the crystal. Something goes wrong, crystal explodes.
Yeah, not enough magical focus, I guess.
I guess, yeah, he just wasn't as well trained.
Adequate,
and then he doesn't get to, and then they have to find another one to bring back the top half so he can talk and look and hear.
And hang with your dad. Yeah, that's the basic premise. If you've seen the trailer.
You kind of get it.
We assume you have. Yeah. And so by the end of the movie, Ian, he's the main wizard sort of deal. Like, Barley has no magical power. So he fights the dragon who,
is the curse. Because for taking the Phoenix crystal.
Stone, yeah.
There's always a trap or a curse or something.
Yeah.
And that's the punishment for taking it.
Yeah, so Ian has to take it down. And then, the spell is completed, so their dad comes back, but, you know, Ian's trapped.
Yeah,
and so Barley
has, like a minute left or whatever.
Yeah, before the sun sets, and then the spell is dissipated. And it's very sad.
It's very sad. Like, especially after learning, like, Barley never got to say goodbye to his dad because he was too scared.
Yeah, because he was sick.
Because he was sick, and, that's hard to see. And I was like, oh, my God!
Yeah, see, your father figure who, you know, like, he's the man of the house.
He's your hero.
Yeah,
he's your
exactly.
dad.
Yeah.
Having to see, like, anyone that you, like, care about, like, in tubes and just so sick.
In
and
a weakened state sort of deal. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty tough to see, obviously, and then you're like, fuck, well, I really feel for this guy now. And, like, that, and then it was so cool when he's like, that's why I decided never to be afraid again. And that's why he's always been so outgoing and stuff, which I was like, ugh.
I failed in the past because I was afraid.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Not letting that happen again.
No, yeah.
And then he finally gets to say goodbye to his dad and talk to his dad for a little bit. And I was good.
That was, like, fucking intense.
And then finally, and then also, the realization for Ian that his brother had been, like, his father
figure. Yeah.
And, like, had always been there for, I was like, oh!
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, because Ian, he has his list of everything that he wants to do with his dad.
Yeah.
I don't remember all of them.
It was have a heart-to-heart laugh.
Spent his whole life story together.
Try driving, like learn
driving lessons.
Get driving lessons.
Play catch.
All of
that.
And then he's realized he did all of that with his brother. Just in one day, and also all his life.
His whole life, yeah.
Like, spend his life with him.
Yeah.
So I was like,
fuck, it was brutal.
God, it was so
good.
Brutal, but so brilliant.
Ugh, yeah.
So good.
Love that.
Yeah, that was such a fantastic movie.
Yeah. And again, like, it's all show, don't tell. Like,
no, 100%.
They're fucking the masters of that. Like, exposition,
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck out of here, exposition.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I couldn't recommend this film more.
Yeah. I want to see it again. Like, now that we're talking about it, like,
I want to see it again. Yeah. But, like, it's so sad for the time it's coming out.
Yeah.
And I hope, like, maybe they'll put it out to Disney Plus pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, or put it on, like, digital stuff so people can rent it and maybe see it from home early.
Because
if people can't go out to see it in theaters, why just, like, keep it in theaters if you're not making any money from it? Put it right now on digital or, like, for, like, purchase, and then people can just buy it and watch it in their homes.
Yeah, because, like,
because it's a fantastic movie, and it should be watched.
It's so good. Yeah, like, fuck Bloodshot. We don't need any of that.
Go see Onward if you're going
Onward.
To see one.
Yeah, because, and I mean, like, right now, you know, we can attend, or we can
attest?
A test!
You were close. I knew what you were going for, so I was taking a drink.
We can attend to this.
We can attend to this.
No, we can attest to this. Thank you. This is why we're together.
This is why we're together.
theaters are fucking empty.
Oh, 100%.
Like, we went on a Friday night at 7.
And, like, you don't have to interact with anyone. You can just go to the machines, get your ticket, go straight in.
Yeah, fuck off, whatever. Like, it's pretty chill. You don't need to sit by anyone.
No.
Yeah.
And they clean the thing.
They clean, yeah.
And it has to be given to you from another person, so it's not like you can just touch something and then...
Yeah, oh yeah,
like, physical objects can't be contaminated.
Yeah, yeah, also, yeah, like, it doesn't survive in food.
Yeah.
Sort of deal, like, and it affects your lungs, so then it's like, oh, like, wear some masks.
Indeed.
But pretty much the only masks that work...
Gas masks.
...are gas masks, yeah, 100%, yeah. Gas masks...
Actually, speaking of...
And, like... masks that are, like, suctioned onto your face, like, heavy-duty, basically what we used to wear at the woodmill.
What we used to, yeah.
Yeah, like, your heavy-duty motherfuckers, not your, like, people seem to think that, like, the doctor's masks work against it.
No.
But, no, the doctor's masks are mostly there for, so that they don't breathe.
Just, like, sanitary reasons and stuff like that.
Like,
it blocks out, like, say, like, a first layer.
Yeah.
Or like, this is way strong. This is, like, a three-layer shit that you need.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, it blocks out the little bit of stuff that you would be normally worried about, like, dust and things like that.
Oh, exactly.
Like, simple things. But for, like, an actual airborne virus or, like, contagious virus from someone else, it's not really going to help you unless you have something, like you said, heavy duty.
Yeah. Also, if you have a bunch of facial hair, you fucked.
Well, luckily, it grows so slow.
Yeah.
It won't affect me. I'll just shave right now.
My pubic hairs can be plucked off.
Joke's on you. I can't grow it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got them good. Yeah, and I mean, just use a normal amount of toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all gone. Like, a lot of the stores are cleared out.
It's fucked. Even I did a...
A lot of the food is being cleared out. Jesus.
Yeah, I did a delivery at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah.
That's fucking empty, too.
Jesus.
I was like... What? And, like, a couple of people were asking me, they were like, do you have any salted butter? And I was like, no,
not on me.
I don't work here.
Go,
you fool.
Go find someone else.
Yeah.
Go look in the salted butter section.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Damn.
But, be healthy, whatever.
Yeah, be safe.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just sanitary.
Sure,
every time you go to the bathroom, wash your goddamn hands.
Wash
your goddamn hands.
That's true.
Every time you sneeze.
Sneeze into your elbow.
Yeah. Don't sneeze into your hands.
You shouldn't anyways.
No, you shouldn't anyways.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that is pretty gross.
Freak.
That is, ugh.
Yeah, you should always sneeze into your hands.
Always sneeze into your... What?
Oh,
now Austin's turned.
I said it wrong.
You either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain.
I should have died right before I said it.
You should have died right before you said it.
Crap.
God damn it. Have you made any
purchases
lately?
I haven't bought anything. Oh,
well, joke's on you, because I have.
Hey!
I bought new tires, so I want to die.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, I was really...
Oh, fuck, I have to do that too! You bought new summer tires?
Yes, but also because my tires were just really old,
and
one of them was starting to lose air slowly, and I was like, no.
This is your first buy, sort of deal? Okay, yeah.
And I went up to the guy, and he's like, yeah, they're pretty old. I'm like, he's like, how long have you had these? I'm like, I don't remember ever getting new ones.
100 years,
possibly.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like, yeah, they're starting to crack around there. I'm like, okay.
Never heard that term.
Yep.
They're starting to crack.
Yeah, like, the rubber itself is starting to split. I was like, okay, I guess I should get new ones. So I did, and it was expensive, and it hurt. But,
yeah,
it's all done now, so.
Yes, yeah, I also have to do that. I bought, because of my job, I had to buy winter tires, so I bought, your most expensive ones that are going to last the longest. So now that, we have to switch over, it's March.
Right.
So, I'm also going to buy some. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. Something else that I didn't purchase, but I did.
Gas? Because it's 1:15?
Not yet. I will, though. I got to go, Austin. Fuck yourself. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I finished Dragon Ball Z.
Hey!
And now I'm on the sixth movie. I just watched the cooler
Fuck
introduction,
yeah.
And then I'll be getting up there. And I got a few more movies to watch. And then I'll move on to Dragon Ball Super. And then, I saw Dragon Ball GT, but I was like, that looks dumb.
Oh,
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, Dragon Ball GT and Dragon Ball Kai are terrible. Mm. So, Dragon Ball GT,
looks like he's, like, younger again or something?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's younger. Basically what happens is, I forget his name. Because he's stupid. The Emperor Pilaf. Wow, I remembered his name. Wow, God. Emperor Pilaf, he wishes that Goku is just a kid again. Of course. And then he's just a kid for the entire thing. It's fucking terrible.
Well, okay, fair enough. That makes sense.
Dragon Ball Kai was the series that it was aimed more for kids.
Right, that makes sense.
So, way more goofy and such. Not very good. But Dragon Ball Super... Utterly fantastic.
Yeah. I'm so excited to get to it.
Also, so I remember we were talking about it before with the Majin Buu like saga and like with my pants, like so my pants are for Kid Buu.
Yeah, I know that now. And I had like a weird feeling. I'm like, where does Kid Buu come from? Right. I was very confused because I knew like most of these characters and stuff.
From playing the games.
What and like I've seen a lot of the characters. So I'm like, where the fuck are all these characters gonna come from? Yeah. Like how does this happen? And then I'm like, everything happens. I'm like, oh my God, it all makes sense now.
Gotrunks?
Gotenks.
Gotenks, yeah.
So good.
I love it.
I was like, who the fuck is Gotenks? I'm like, I didn't know there was another kid.
Yeah.
And then I had no idea Goten was a thing. Because I had never seen him before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Nor have I heard of like adult Gohan. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is so, everything's so good.
The Great Saiyan Man.
Videl. And then the Great Saiyan Man.
Yeah. And like, the thing is, like, they get even better in Super. Like, they do such a good job.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, I fucking
love it. The movies are getting better because I finally passed the point where he's like, oh, I've defeated Frieza. Now I'm a Super Saiyan. So I'm like, all the movies are just going to get better from here. Because the first four, like, as good as they are, it starts off Piccolo gets hurt. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Or gets captured. And then Goku can't beat the enemy. Then he powers up and he beats the enemy. Gohan does.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, Gohan, he has some good shit in the past. Yeah.
Who's your favorite character out of, like, the Dragon Ball?
DBZ? Fuck. I'm a huge Vegeta man.
Oh, I love Vegeta.
Come on.
It's between Vegeta and Gohan. Those are my two favorite characters.
Seth likes Vegeta.
Seth likes Vegeta.
Disgusting. I like Gohan... It's gotta be Kid Gohan for me, cause like, for me, like he just
Kid Gohan is pretty fucking.
He was so badass.
Yeah,
and he gets better in Super. I must say, he has some good fucking moments. Also, there's like this isn't much of a spoiler, but they have a tournament arc.
That makes sense.
In
I figured
Super,
as much.
And it's the greatest fucking tournament.
I'm so excited.
Like, in any
anime. All these tournaments I've been trying to watch, and they're always like, oh, well, we're just going to cut this one short, or, like, something always gets in the way, so you never get to see the actual tournament.
Exactly. And where it's like, I want to see these guys
fucking
fight.
Mr. Satan. That was the funniest, like, I was like, who is this fucking guy?
God.
And then, oh my God, he was so, like, important to the story for some reason.
Yeah.
He was just always there. But, so that's done now.
Hi.
Moving on to the movies and almost to Dragon Ball Super.
Mm-hmm. So. Have you seen Broly yet?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm getting there.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, Broly's, I think, in 2 movies.
Right, yeah.
It's number 7, so
yeah.
I have, like, one more after this one. Because the next one I'm watching is the Return of Cooler.
Then
after that one, then I think it's Broly.
Nice. Yeah, when it comes to, that's probably definitively the fan favorites.
Right.
He's the Broly movie.
That makes sense, because I've seen his character a lot. I'm like, where the fuck does this guy come from?
He's referred to as the legendary Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
So,
I have, like, my ideas of, like, what he could be, but
right.
I'm excited to see what he actually
is.
Great.
Yeah, I love it.
So, I think is that everything?
I believe that is the show.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week we're going to be talking about... Fuck, fine.
How the fuck if we know?
Everything's out of theaters.
Everything's going away.
Yeah.
Because
we were going to see...
There's a Quiet Place, too.
Quiet Place, yeah.
But they're
23rd.
Gone now, so...
But they are quietly out of theaters.
Oh, and then Mulan's gone, so the next week after that, also...
You want to just talk about Frozen 2 again?
Second rerun? Maybe.
Yeah, we'll talk about
we'll
it.
We'll see if there's anything else new
mm-hmm.
coming out either on Netflix or Disney+.
Yeah,
and then,
not true.
Yeah.
Give her a whirl.
Hell yeah.
Cool beans.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep up to date with us, you can follow me on Instagram at austin.m.north and my workout account with my great mate Sean Renners. That is at North and Ren. I actually just posted a workout thing.
Nice.
thank you. It's referred to as an assassin set where you fucking murder your muscles.
Oh my God. Yeah, it looked like murdering.
Yeah.
It looked pretty intense.
Fucking intense. Yeah,
yeah.
It was good. That's at north.and.ren.
Fuck yeah.
And you can follow the Instagram of the podcast that is at Ladies and Gentlemen Podcast.
Wow.
Where can they find you, Travis?
They can find me at Travis_W_Reed on both Instagram and Twitter.
fuck. Yeah.
That's about it, I guess.
Also, if you want to leave us a 5-star review,
that'd be great.
That would be awesome. Let us know who your favorite Dragon Ball Z character is.
Fucking do it.
I also really like Majin Buu. Like, Majin Buu's pretty genuinely.
Genuine Majin Buu.
He's the funniest and, like, most interesting villain. Yeah, he
was
the most
whack person to be introduced. He's and I was awesome. Like, I love him.
Yeah,
no, it's fantastic.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frieza's pretty good.
I haven't seen much of Frieza yet. I know he's coming back as Golden Frieza.
Yeah.
But
oh right, I guess you wouldn't know that.
I know that. I remember seeing it like when I was in like fucking middle school or whatever. Yeah. Or
you
like,
probably saw the trailer.
Yeah, I've seen like so many like things. I'm like, wow, they just keep getting wilder. Yeah. I'm like, I have no idea what's happening, but their hairstyles keep changing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh fuck, it's gonna get really good.
So
I'm excited for that.
Cool.
All right.
Well, as always.
Fuck you, Seth!
Good job, Seth.
Who was that?
Oh my god.
Oh, is it Seth?
Hello, Seth. Guest appearance. He's been here the whole time.
I like that. Hello, Seth.
Seth.
Seth has sushi socks.
Sushi socks. But also narwhal socks?
He has one narwhal sock and one sushi.
What? It's laundry day.
It is also laundry day. Wait, does that mean you have
lost the other pairs of each?
No, maybe.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
This is depressing news.
Anyways.
They're not lost. I just can't find them.
Isn't that... You know what? Never mind.
I'll talk about it later. Okay. Did you ask your mom? No. Then it's never truly lost.
Yeah, it's never truly lost.
Goodbye.